Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 3rd of July, 2017. Now, I don't particularly observe secular holidays, but to all those that observe the 4th, happy 4th of July. Okay? We're going to be starting in Proverbs 4 today and continuing on. There are 31 Proverbs. And I got a little congestion, as usual. So we'll be going through these slowly because there's a lot of information in them. I'm not going to rush this, as I did not rush Psalms. There is a lot of repetition in Proverbs. They'll repeat what's in an earlier proverb or what's in Psalms. And not just once. They will really hammer on the repetitions. This is their style of writing. That's how they did it. And I'm watching my voice monitor. I have to back off a little bit here. There we go. That ought to keep it out of the red. The red is the danger zone where I start to overload the system. So that's reasonable right there. I want to get enough good volume. I've had complaints that sometimes my volume is a little low. And I want to correct that so people don't have to crank their speakers all the way up. Yep, had to clear the pipes again. Let's get into chapter 4 of Proverbs. Verse 1. Hear, you children, the instruction 41:48 of a father, and listen 7:1-8:1 to learn or to come to know 30:4-5 discernment 9:9-8 verse 2, because I give you good instruction 3:9-4:8 do not forsake or abandon 5800, my teaching, 8451, which is Torah. His Torah can mean a number of things. Verse 3, because I was my father's son, tender, 7390, and the only child, 3173, in the presence of my mother. Let me clear the pipe skin. Verse 4, he taught me, 3384, also, and said to me, let your mind grasp, 8551, my words. Keep my commandments, 4687, and live. Now, these were the commandments of a king, okay, kingly commandments. Verse 5, acquire 7069 wisdom, acquire discernment. Do not forget 7911, nor turn from 5186 the words of my mouth. Verse 6, do not forsake her, and she will watch over you. Love her, and she will guard you. 5341. Now, who is her and she? That's wisdom. They're using wisdom as a feminine form here. Now, they switch over in verse 7 and start actually talking about wisdom. Pardon me, I had to clear my lungs again and get a drink of water. Verse 7 of chapter 4. Wisdom is the beginning. Acquire wisdom, and with all your acquisitions, 7075, all the things that you acquire, acquire discernment. Verse 8. Still speaking of wisdom. Exalt her, 5549, and she shall exalt, 7311, you. She shall bring you honor, 3513, if you embrace her, 2263. Now here's verse 9. And you can reference Proverbs 1, verse 9. It's a repeat. She shall give to your head a garland of grace, a crown of glory she shall present to you. And then there's a break, and we go into verse 10. These are separated into 9 verse segments here. Verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my words, and the years of your life shall be many. Pardon me. Verse 11. I have taught you in the ways of wisdom. I have led you, 1869, in straight, 3476, paths, 4570. Verse 12, when you walk, your steps, 6806, and in life is implied, but is not actually in the Hebrew. Your steps in life shall not be distressed, 3334, and when you run, 7323, you shall not stumble, 3782. Verse 13, take hold strongly, 2388, of instruction. Do not let go, 7503. Guard it, 5341, or keep it, because it is your life. And again, verse 14 is a repeat of earlier verses. Do not enter, 935, to go into or come upon the path of the wicked, and do not go, 833, in the way of evil. Verse 15. Avoid it, 6544. Do not pass through it. Turn away, 7847. From upon it and pass it by. Verse 16. Because they do not sleep, 3462, unless they have done harm, 7489. And their sleep, 8142, is taken away, 1497, unless they cause to fall, 3782, cause someone to fall down in death usually, and taken away here, 1497, is as robbed. They're robbed of their sleep. That's what 1497 means, really, is robbed. Verse 17. Because they eat the bread of wickedness, 7562. Pardon me for a second. Because they eat the bread of wickedness, 7562, and drink the wine of violence, 2555. That's Hamas. Verse 18, but the path of righteousness is as the radiant, 5051, sunlight, 216. And 216 can also mean enlightenment, that shines, 215, more and more until the day is established, 3559. It starts out pale sunlight and then goes to full sunlight, and the day is fully upon us. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness, 653. They do not know by what means, 4100, they stumble, 3782. And darkness can also mean ignorance, the way of ignorance. Let me get a little water here. Verse 20, my son, I believe this is another 9 verse segment, 27, okay, there's only 7 verses here, or 8 rather. My son, listen, 7181, to my words, turn, 5186, your ear, to my sayings, 561. Verse 21, let them not deviate, 3868, from your sight. Keep them in the midst, 8432, of your heart. 3824. Now that can also mean mind. Verse 22. Because they are life to those that find them, and healing, 4832, to the whole, that means the entire, 3605, body, 1320. That's literally flesh. Verse 23, guard your heart, 3820, with all watchfulness, 4929, because from it are the issues, 8444, of life. Verse 24, put away from you, 5493, or turn aside from you, a deceitful, 6143, mouth, and perverse, 3891, lips, put far, 7368, from you. Avoid it. Verse 25, let your eyes look, 5027, straight ahead, 5227, and your eyelids, 6079, and that is a metaphor for gaze or outlook. Your eyelids straight forward, 3474. I misread that number. 347 front. Straight forward in front of you. 5048. Here's verse 26, and we can reference Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13. Ponder 6:4-4 the path 45:70 of your feet. That's consider the path of your feet, which way you're going to walk, and let all your ways be established. In other words, make firm the path in your life that you're going to walk. Verse 27, do not turn, 51:86, to the right hand, 3:2-5, or south, nor to the left hand, 80:40, or north. It could mean either one. Right hand, south, left hand, north. Turn away, 5:4-9:3, your foot from evil. And that ends Proverbs number 4. Or book number 4. There's all individual sayings, really. Now we'll go into book number 5, or series number 5. This is 23 verses. In verse 15, it's two metaphors telling a man to keep his sexual desires at home with his wife. And in verse 19, metaphorically describes her attributes. Verse 16 tells you not to scatter your seed outside of your own kind when it's backed by verse 17. All right, and 21:14 in verse 17 is going to mean racial aliens, okay? It can be foreigners, as foreign to Yahweh's law. Those that are foreign to the law have a number of connotations, but basically it means don't mess around with racial aliens, which is one of the things that Solomon himself did in his latter days. And that's what destroyed him and had the kingdom ripped from his son because of his father's apostasy. Verses 21 through 23 in this proverb will show you that the sins of these acts bind you, and Yahweh is watching. And in verse 23, die, the word die, to die is spiritual death from polluting the holy seed line of Israel and is characterized as foolishness. So now I'll read you this psalm. You have a little heads up on what's coming in Psalm 5. Let me clear my lungs a little bit and I'll be right with you. I get into the show and my lungs progressively get clearer. It's when I first start to speak and forcefully read that I have the problem. So they're getting better as we go along here. This is Book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verse 1. My son, listen to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. Verse 2, so you may keep discretion, 4:2:09, and your lips guard knowledge. Verse 3, because the lips of an adulteress, now that's 2:1:14, that means a strange woman or a foreign woman outside of Yahweh's laws. A racial alien woman, not from Israel, okay? The lips of an adulterous woman drip, 5197, honey, 5317, sweet words, and her mouth, 2441, is smoother, 2509, than oil, 8081. She just speaks so smoothly and so sweetly and just beguiles you. Yeah, that's how it is. Verse 4, but in the end, 319, it is bitter, 4751, as wormwood. 3939, and wormwood is poison hemlock. Sharp, 2299, as a two-edged, 6310, that's a mouth, literally, of a sword, 2719. Verse 5, you can compare to chapter 2, verse 18, where it was, this is a repeat. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of 8551 Sheol, 7585. Literally, grasp the land of the dead. That's what that means, what Sheol is. She leads to spiritual and eventually physical death. Let me clear things out again, just a second. Oh, that's rough. Verse 6. Lest she consider, 6424, her way, 734, and that implies way of life. Her paths wander, 5128. Without knowing, 3045. She doesn't know where she's going. And she drags you along with her. Verse 7. Hear me now, children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. He's teaching them Torah. Verse 8. Remove, 7368, your way, the way that you are walking, the way of your life, far from beside her, and do not come near, 7126, the door, 6607, of her house. Verse 9, lest you give your vigor, that's 1935, that's the strength of your youth, to others, and your years, 8141, to the cruel, 394. Verse 10, lest foreigners, this is 2114 again, those who are strange or foreign to the law of Yahweh, are filled, 7646, by your wealth, 3581, and you toil, 6089, in the house of a racial alien, 5237. They will strip you of your wealth and make you slaves. Verse 11, as they have done to us today, and you groan, 5098, at the end, when your flesh and your body are consumed. Verse 12, and say, how I have hated instruction, 4148, and my heart scorned, 5006, reproof. Verse 13, and have not listened to the voice of my instructors, 3384. Nor turned my ear to my teachers, 3925. Verse 14. I was almost, 4592, always in evil circumstances, 7451, among the assembled, 5712, congregation, 6951. Now here's the admonition here, verses 15 through 17, prohibit race mixing. They warn against it. Verse 15, drink waters from your own cistern, 953, and flowing waters, 5140, from the midst of your own well, 875. Now, the cistern and the well are metaphors for wife, your own wife. If your fountains, 4599, are scattered, 6327, abroad, 2351, your streams, 6388, of waters, 4325, in the streets, are your fountains, 4599, that is a metaphor for sexual pleasure. And your streams of waters are a metaphor for your sexual seed. Verse 17, let them be yours alone. That means, that's 905, means of your own kind and not with foreigners, 2114, again, as racial aliens. Verse 18, let your fountains, again, 4726 this time, be blessed and rejoice, 8055, with the wife of your youth, 5271. In other words, keep your business at home. Verse 19, a loving, 158, doe, 365, that is a doe of a fallow deer, very beautiful, and a graceful, 2580, deer, 3280, or mountain goat. All right, comparing her to a beautiful, beautiful wild doe that's so graceful in her movements, and it's very poetic. Let her breast, 1717, satisfy you, 7301, that's as giving drink, at all times, 6256, and be intoxicated, 7686, always, 8548, by her love, 160. That is beautiful poetry. Be intoxicated by her love. Adore your wife. Verse 20. My son, why be intoxicated with a foreigner? That's Zur. That means a racial alien, which is backed up. And embrace, 2263, the bosom, 2436. Of a racial alien, 5237, Nokri. Don't mix with racial aliens. Here's an admonition, verse 21. Because the ways of men are before the eyes of Yahweh, and he ponders, 6424, or examines, all their paths. Verse 22. Their iniquities, 5771, capture, 3920, the wicked, and they are held by, 8551, the cords, 2256, in other words, the bindings of their sins, 2403. Verse 23. they die, that's spiritual death, for lack of, 369, discipline, 41:48. And in the abundance, 72:30, of their folly, that's 200, they go astray, 7:6, 8:6. So this whole fifth proverb is about not mixing the holy seed line of Israel with racial aliens. It admonishes you from doing that. Yet Solomon, in his later years, did just that. Did just that. And these people that tell you today, once saved, always saved, that you can't walk away from your salvation, they lie to you. You can turn aside from Yahweh and die in your apostasy. And you will be numbered among the goats. That's what we try to exhort to righteousness here. Keep the laws. Keep these teachings. We have a book for the instruction of how to live your life. It's called the Bible. It teaches you everything you need to know about living in this world, how to get along, even with the racial aliens, not to mess with them. Well, let's get into book 6, chapter 6, rather, of the book of Proverbs. And verses 1 through 5, you can reference your Apocrypha, the book of Sirach, chapter 29, verses 14 through 20. Verse 1, my son, if you are a surety, 61:48, for your friend, in other words, you've signed surety on a loan for him, you have clasped hands in agreement. Clasped hands in agreement is 8:6:28, that's one word, with a stranger, 21:14. Someone foreign to you, because your friend isn't going to remain your friend. Verse 2, you are snared, 3:3:6:9, with the words of your mouth. You are captured, 39:20, with the words of your mouth. Verse 3, do this now, my son, and deliver yourself, 5:3:3:7. Okay, when you come into the hand, 3:7:09, that's figurative, the power of your friend, go and humble yourself, 7:5:1:1, and win back, 7:2:9:2, your friend. Verse 4, do not give sleep, 81:42, to your eyes, nor slumber, 85:72, to your eyelids, 6:0:7:9. Verse 5, deliver yourself as a roebuck, 6:6:4:3, from the hand, 3:0:2:7, or power, and of the hunter is implied. And as a bird, 6:8:3:3, from the hand of the fowler, 3:3:5:3. Verse 6. Whole different subject. Go to the ant, 5:2:4:4, you lazy one, 6:1:0:2. Consider its ways, 7:2:00. Look at it, and be wise, 2:4:4:9. Verse 7. Because without a captain, 7101, officer 7860, or ruler 4910. Verse 8. They prepare 3559 their bread, their food, 3899 in summer, 7019. And gather 103 their food, 3978, at the harvest, 7105. Even the ant prepares. Okay, that's what he's teaching. Verse 9. How long will you sleep? 7901. Oh, lazy one. When will you arise? 6965. From your sleep? 8142. Verse 10 and 11. You can reference Proverbs 24, 33 and 34. It will be repeated. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty, 7389, come as one that walks, 1980, and your want, 4270, as a man with a shield, 4043. So your poverty is going to come traveling. And an armed man is implied by the man with the shield. So, preaches against laziness. Verse 12. A worthless 1100, that's Belial, that means worthlessness. Adam, a wicked 205 man, 376 ish, walks with a deceitful 6143 mouth. Verse 13, he winks 7169 with his eyes. He speaks 4448 with his feet. He teaches 3384 with his fingers, 676. Speaking of his very manner. Verse 14. Perversity is 8419 is in his heart. He devises evil all the time. He sends forth 7971 dissension, 4066. Now, devises evil, we've covered that before. That's literally plows as planting or sowing evil. Verse 15. For thus shall calamity, 3, 4, 3, come suddenly, 6, 5, 9, 7. Suddenly, 6, 6, 2, 1. He shall be broken, 7, 6, 6, 5. Without remedy, 4832. And we break and we have another complete section on another subject. Verse 16. Let me clear out here for a second. Yeah, I needed to wet the pipes. Verse 16, these 2007 6 8337 does Yahweh hate, 8130, yea 7 7651, an abomination, 8441, to him. Verse 17, pay attention to these. An exalted appearance. Exalted is 7311, lifted up. And 5869 is literally sight or eyes. So lifted up before the eyes. A lying 8267 tongue 3956. And hands that shed or pour out 8210 innocent 5355 blood 1818. A mind 3820 or heart, usually mind here, that devises evil schemes 4284. Feet that hasten 4116 in running 7323 to evil. Verse 19, pay attention to this one closely. A false 8267 witness 5707 breathing 6315 lies 3577, and he that puts forth 7971 discord 4090 among 996 brothers 251. Just a second. All right. Verse 18. A mind that devises evil schemes, feet that hasten in running to evil. Got a lot of those. A lot of those people that are just planning evil all the time, just can't wait to do evil. 17, an exalted appearance, people that are haughty, high up, they have their nose up in the air, they're better than everybody else. A lying tongue, we hear that in court all the time, and hands that shed innocent blood. All these illegal wars we're fighting. These are hated by Yahweh. Verse 19, a false witness breathing lies. We have that in court all the time. Certain people in our society are allowed to lie in court with impunity. That would be the police. And he that puts forth discords among brothers. We have that in Christian identity. People that are jealous or are plants of the enemy that are attacking pastors within Christian identity. They don't do anything and they can't stand it when somebody else does something. So they'll start calling people Jew. Oh, this guy's a Jew. There's no proof of any of that. They're trolls. They are sowing discord. We see it in the chat rooms, in certain chat rooms, where we have trolls. We have people calling some of our established long-term CI pastors Jews and other names. And people take that as fact because they see it in a chat room. Well, man, I didn't know that. Well, you don't know it still because it's a lie. They're sowing lies, false witnesses breathing lies. Do your own investigations and don't go by the rumors on the internet. That drives me up a wall. That is such foolishness that we should fight among ourselves when we have a common enemy that we all know. We need to put our efforts into fighting the real enemy. We don't have to create fake enemies within our own ranks when we have enough real ones that we need to fight. So don't believe these false witnesses and hate mongers within our own ranks. They're sowers of discord. It says that in the New Testament. You'll have people creep in unawares. Beware of these people. When they start calling names, that's a red flag. Watch out. Verse 20. My son, keep your father's commandment and do not forsake the teaching or Torah of your mother. Your father and your mother are wise. Listen to them. Okay? Verse 21. Now, this is not literal. Bind them, 7194, continually, 8548, upon your heart, 3820. Tie them, 6029, around your neck, 1621. Now, heart here, 3820, can mean mind. In other words, keep them continually on your mind. Remember what they taught you. Verse 22, when you walk, it shall lead you, 5148. When you sleep, it shall keep watch, 8104, over you. And when you wake, 6974, it will talk with you, 7878. These wise teachings. Verse 23, because the commandment is a lamp, 5216. Wait a minute, pardon me. That 5 doesn't... No, here it is. That's right, a lamp, 5216. And the teaching is a light, 216. That can also mean enlightenment. And correction, 8433... By instruction is the way of life. It will lead you through life wisely and help you avoid a lot of problems. Verse 24. To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery, 2513, of the tongue, 3956, of an adulteress, 5237, in which most usages denotes racial alien. Okay? Verse 25. Do not lust after, 2530, her beauty, 3308, in your heart, 3824. Neither let her seize you, 3947, with her eyelids, 6079. Translate that as gaze. They just give you the look and, oh, baby, you know. Verse 26. Because through 1157, a woman prostitute, 2181, that's Zona, for a loaf, 3603, of bread, 3899, another man's wife will snare, 6679, the moral, 3368, person. And 3063 loaf for the price of a loaf of bread. They'll snare a moral person. Verse 27. Can a man take, 2846, fire, 784, into his bosom, 2436, and that means inside the shirt at the waist, and his clothes, 899, not be burned, 8313, that's destroyed by fire. Verse 28, can a man walk upon hot coals? 15:13, and his feet not be scorched. 3:5:5:4. Verse 29, here's the analogy here. So is he that has sex with, that goes in unto another man's wife. Whoever touches her sexually, 50:60, shall not be free from punishment. That's all one word. 5:3:5:2. Verse 30. Do not despise, 9:36, a thief, 15:90, if he steals, 15:89, to satisfy, 43:90, to fill himself because of hunger, 7:4:5:6. 31. But if he is found out, 4:6:7:2, he shall restore, 7:9:9:9, sevenfold, 7:6:5:9. He shall give all the possessions, 19:52, of his house. Verse 32. This is comparing somebody that commits adultery with another man's wife is stealing something from that man. Verse 32, whoever commits adultery, 5003, with a woman lacks, 2638, sense, 3820, that's mind. He that does it destroys, 7843, himself. Verse 33, a wound, 5061, and shame, 7036, he shall find. And his reproach, 2781, shall not be wiped away, 4229. Verse 34, because jealousy, 7068, is the rage, 2354, of a mighty man, 1397. And he will not spare, 2550, in the day of vengeance. 5359. 5. He will not bear up the presence of, 6440, any ransom, 3724, neither will he be content, 14, even though you offer many, 7235, bribes, 7810. In other words, the mighty man that found out that you're fooling around with his wife, he's not going to show you any mercy, and you're not going to be able to buy him off. He's coming after you, and he's going to hurt you. So that's what that little section of Proverbs said. You're not to fool around with other men's wives. They've got all this sexual morality in this psalm. This is a morality proverb, pardon me, not psalm, proverb, about lying witnesses and false this and false that and thieving and any number of things that's going on today. A lot of these proverbs are current issue. If you look at what's going on around in the world today with all this immorality, lying in court, sexual perversion, on and on and on, these proverbs are giving you a lowdown on it. Oh, that's just a bunch of old writing. Is it really? It tells you what Yahweh hates. Tells you what he hates. And he tells you quite clearly that you're not going to escape judgment over these things. It's not going to happen. So you may play now, but you're going to have to pay later. And the price is going to be pretty heavy. It's not like Yahweh isn't giving us a heads up about judgment. I mean, come on. Reality. He sees everything that is done. He knows your thoughts. He's making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty or nice. Yahweh is coming to town. And those of you that don't know him and refuse to obey his laws better tremble in your boots, because you are history. You're going to get hit. And if you have not repented and changed your ways, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're bringing this calamity on yourself. Truly, think about it. Nobody's making you do these things. You do these things on your own. So what happens when you get punished for your own willfulness? Am I happy that you're going to get punished? Absolutely not. I'm no better than you. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I heard the word in time. Praise Yahweh. Someone cared enough about me to tell me the truth of all these words years ago. And more and more and more through the years, I saw the reality of the situation and absolutely turned my life over and let him reshape me. And my life is blessed today. Not with a lot of money. I am poor. I'm poor as a church mouse. No problem. He gives me what I need, not what I want. He's given me what I need to serve here on EFR. That's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me. The gift of me being able to serve. Someone was good enough to tell me, and now it's my turn to tell others. If they listen, Yahweh will forgive. But you have to ask for it. It's just not a freebie. And when you ask for it, you have to truly be repentant and you have to turn your life around and change it. You can't change the scripture to match your lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle to match the scripture. I've done that. And it was hard. I never said it was a bed of roses or it was going to be real easy. That's just not that's not how it is. Well, I'm coming down to the end of the show for today. I really like the Proverbs. They are so full of valuable instruction. I will talk to you with the next new show on the 5th of July. And we will be beginning in Proverbs with chapter 7. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters. Have a good day.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal might. fall.